Before we get started, I have a quick announcement to make. We made a book. Life of Toy Photographer celebrates our first year on the blog and showcases the work of over 50 artists from around the world. The book is available now in softcover or ebook form. Each sale helps support the blog and this podcast and do things like pay for our hosting costs. It's only available until March 31st, so don't delay. You can find the purchase link and all of the details on the front page of our website, toyphotographers.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Toy Photographers Podcast. I'm James Garcia, and on today's show, I'm joined once again by my Swedish co-host, Christina Alexanderson. Christina, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's been a busy week. We got some cool submissions for this, and I'm excited to talk to you about our power images.
Yeah, I'm also really inspired by your image, so I'm so keen on this one.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about it. Before we get into our images, I do have to do my little housekeeping spiel. You can find new episodes of this podcast on our website, toyphotographers.com, and you can email us at toyphotographypod@gmail.com. In future episodes, we can answer your guys' questions on air, so if you have any feedback, questions, discussions about the themes we pick, etc., please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We got one comment we're going to read today and a couple cool submissions that we're going to dive into. In case this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. We're excited to have you. This episode is one of our theme episodes. Christine and I will pick a theme. We'll take pictures around that theme, and then we'll come back here, share our pictures with each other, and talk about it. The other episodes of this podcast are interviews. Starting in March, we're going to be doing one episode a week.
Yay!
Yeah, instead of three episodes a month. So I'm really excited about that. So yeah, we'll do three interview episodes and one of these themed episodes. The big newsworthy thing that we wanted to mention before we get started is that you still have 20 days to purchase the new Life of Toy Photographers book, which is an awesome collection showcasing and featuring over 50 artists who contributed to the blog last year. Christina and I are both in the book.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. It's also a fundraiser to help us pay for the blog costs, pay for the hosting costs with the site, help us get cool new things for contests and things like that. So it's not only a cool way to celebrate and thank everybody who contributed to the blog last year, but it's to help us make 2018 an even bigger, better year. So,
have you bought your copy?
Yeah, we're recording this in February, just a couple days after the book launched, actually. So I don't have it yet, but by the time that this podcast is up, I will have had it in my hands. I ordered the paperback just because it's really cool to hold that in your hands and flip through it and see your images printed. And I really want to see the printed versions of everybody else's photos that were on the blog last year.
Yeah, and it's so different to look at the images printed versus on the screen. It's mm-hmm. not the same. I printed all my images of Leia from last year, and I have this huge pile of images, but they look so different in a printed version compared mm-hmm. to the online version.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I want to get the paper copy instead of the ebook, I think, because I've already seen them on my tablet or on my computer, so yeah. I really want to hold them in my hands. So
I kind of sold me that one as well. I have to give the paper one as well then.
Awesome, yeah, and if our listeners want to pick up that book, like I said, it's a showcase of last year and a great fundraiser for us. You can find all of the details on our website, toyphotographers.com. We should have a tab on the left-hand side there where you can easily get to the book and go to the purchase link. So, and Shelley wrote a great piece about it too. It's just called Life of Toy Photographers. So yeah, we really recommend you guys pick that up, not only because it helps us make money, but because it's just a really cool book that we are really, really excited about. And hopefully we'll do another one for 2018.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's get into one of the comments we got from our feelings episode last month and a couple submissions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comment was from, once again, Tony Tillich. So in response to our feelings episode, Tony said, "I believe that any creative work has the opportunity to invoke feelings in viewers. I also believe that on sharing, the artist loses the control to affect which feelings they will be. Each viewer takes on the role of interpreter, and their feelings may change due to culture, tradition, experience, education, and bias." I absolutely love that comment, Tony, because it's totally true. As we've demonstrated on this podcast, I will take a picture with specific things in mind, show it to Christina, and she'll have a completely different interpretation just because of her life situation or her upbringing or her cultural situation or whatever it may be. We've seen before, too, with our first episode, which was...
I think it was play.
Play, yeah. We saw in the play episode that, you know, your Swedish interpretation of the word play had impacted your image. And because I don't speak Swedish, I had no idea. So I think Tony makes a really good point that... And I like what he says, that each viewer takes on the role of an interpreter, because that's exactly how it is. What did you think of Tony's comment?
Yeah, I thought a lot about losing control, because you actually do. When you leave the image or your work in the hands of someone else, you lose control of what they will think and what they will feel when they actually take part of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a hard part. That's really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the most difficult part of actually sharing work.
And it's one of those things, too, where it's out of your control no matter what you do. And it can be an exciting thing, and it can be something that you do on purpose. You know, you purposefully put an image out there and see how people interpret it. And you can try, I guess, to explain yourself either with a caption or a blog post accompanying the image or a podcast. No matter what you do, you're still losing control of the image, and people are going to interpret it no matter what. And just because you write a caption doesn't mean people will see the caption or read the caption when they see the image. Or even if they read the caption, they might interpret it a different way even after you explain it.
Yeah, but the big part is to actually evoke feelings on the viewer, to actually get the viewer to feel something, because that isn't automatic. You can't, it won't happen all the time. All images don't evoke feelings on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a part. You have to be open for different feelings than those you actually thought of when you capture the image.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love hearing what other people think of my images, because a lot of times it's something I wouldn't have thought of, which then gives me new ideas or gives me new insight into my photography or what I should be striving for, or maybe I should try again to invoke the feelings I did want or something. So
yeah, it's a possibility to get richer and to get insights on what you actually accomplish when you do your images.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, cool. So let's move into, we got a couple submissions for our feelings episode, which was last month, and then this power episode, we got a submission too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to embed these in the blog post for this episode, so that would be live now on toyphotographers.com. But just briefly, we'll just mention the images. The first one we got was from, on Instagram, ardavis1174.
Yes.
He gave us a great image of a Lego robot minifigure holding a couple pink flowers and looking down at this broken heart on the ground. And I absolutely love this image. It was obviously for our feelings episode, and I think it perfectly captured what he was going for.
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. I really like it a lot. And I like the gray areas and how it contrasts that compared to the red hands and the heart. It's really beautiful. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. And the broken heart really, really makes me just go, oh, like, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really good one. And then we got a couple more for the feelings from Stormtrooper Pete. He gave us a submission that we talked about last time, but he gave us a couple more too. And these feature a couple action figures from the Star Wars Rebels animated series, Hera and Kanan. And they... Have you seen Star Wars Rebels?
No, I haven't. And I'm so impressed you even know the names of these figures. Because for me, they're only figures.
I love Rebels. So I saw this and immediately knew exactly. As someone who hasn't seen Rebels, how did you interpret these?
For me, it actually looks like they are really intimate and really... It looks like really love at first sight, or they seem to cherish one another, really trust one another. A lot of trust I see in these images.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the characters on the show have this like will they, won't they love thing going on. And so I think that Pete perfectly captured that, especially since you haven't seen the show and you immediately were like, yeah, they're really trusting of each other. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good job, Pete. Those are awesome. And then the last submission we have is from our very own Shelley Corbett. She took an image for this Power podcast where it's a really cool image of a female minifigure on an orange dirt bike. And I think this was probably taken with Shelley's lens, baby composer lens that she just wrote about on the blog, because the focus is really, really small depth of field. And the sense of motion that I get with this bike is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I really like the fact that it is a woman riding the bike, and the motion and the strength of her, that she is in control. It's more an image for me, at least, for around control more than power. But it's a lot of power to decide over the bike, and all the horsepower is in the bike.
Yeah, especially the bike is doing like a wheelie on the on a log it's going on, and that's really exemplifies. I picture her like revving up the engine and that powerful horsepower starting up. So
yeah,
I think that's really cool. And she had the caption, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage," and that adds even more power in the image too, that she's a really courageous figure. So good job, Shelley. We really like this one. Cool. So let's jump into our images. Our theme this month is power. Did you want me to talk about yours first, or did you want to talk about mine?
Can I start?
Yeah.
I've already seen my image. I've seen yours as well, but I really, really liked it. I really
Thank
liked
you.
It a lot. So I have to start by saying, wow.
Thank you.
And I'll try to describe what I see, because for me, this was a image in black and white, even though it is in color. I thought that was so amazing and so well done. It's a landscape orientated image with a minifigure sitting in some sort of chair, and he is holding a blue book. That's the only thing that is in color in the image. Everything else is in black and white or gray. The book is in blue, and he has a black suit on him, and he has this amazing face that seems to be all amazed of the content of the book. And his hair is standing up, and behind him is a pair of glasses and a hat or a cap. The figure and the chair is on the left side of the image, and on the other side is a big negative space, and the only thing that's on the right side of the image is the glasses and the hat. And when I looked at the image, I really thought, wow, this is so well executed. I really love the way that you have worked with colors, with the white background and the gray and the black and the black and white. The figure is really black and white, and the book in a totally different color. And that makes it pop even more. It makes the center of the viewer is on the book. And when I start to think about the only key I have to this image, that is power, I think of power in literature, the power of literature to make us see different landscapes or different worlds, to actually be part of something that isn't here, but it's only in writing. The power of letters, power of imaginations, and how you can become someone else by reading and taking part of stories.
Awesome.
And thinking of that, I really thought the image should be the power of knowledge, because by reading or by taking part of other experience, you get knowledge. And that is actually the main focus or the story of this image. It's a image, for me at least, about power in knowledge. And I really think you did this so well.
Thank you. That's, for the first time, I think, exactly what I was going for. was that knowledge is power. Thank you. I'm really glad that you like the image, and that the ideas come through. When I originally took it was just in black and white, and I was like, this just isn't working. So then I made the book blue just in Photoshop, and that really, I feel like, clinched it for me and was like, oh, okay, this is exactly what I was going for. So
yeah, and I like the motion in the stuff that are going over his head, behind his head, the glasses and the hat, because it makes like it's almost sweeping out of the book. So you kind of get these possibilities through the book and to experience new worlds and new insights. I really like it.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, and that was supposed to be like he's opening the book and he was wearing the hat and glasses and he opened the book and it was like poof, like a like a whoosh of air or excitement or something blew those off of his face, and that's why his hair is all standing up.
Yeah,
he looks so surprised. I actually based the idea for this, I'll put it in the blog post, I'm going to send it to you right now on the Skype chat. I didn't want to send this ahead of time and sway your idea of the image, but there's this ad, it's an old like Maxell tape ad. And I'm sure people have seen it. It's kind of hard to explain, but there it's a guy sitting in a chair that looks kind of like this one, and he's on the right side. And on the left, there's a speaker on the ground, and him, you can see he's got like this black tie that's blowing behind him and his hair is blowing back and he's like holding onto the chair for dear life.
Yeah.
And there's a lamp next to him kind of blowing. And so when we first picked power as the theme, I pictured that image, just like the powerful symbolism there and how they were able to achieve that gush of sound and air without doing anything other than posing the objects. So I thought, well, could I do that in a Lego picture? So that's why this one's in black and white mostly. And that's why I tried to pick a very similar looking chair and the guy's in a suit, just like the guy in the ad is in a suit. So
it's a really good paraphrase of that ad. I really like that.
And thank you.
Seeing that ad made me think of Gregory Crutzen and his... in his series of Cathedrals of Pines. Have you seen those images? Do you know who Gregory Crutzen is?
I don't think so. I'm going to Google real quick.
Yeah. And he has this image of a man sitting in a chair looking at the telly. You don't see the television in the image, but he seems to be all up. It's totally different. It's a totally different experience of these. He kind of looks all captured in the TV, and it actually sucks him in and he's all focused on this world. It doesn't look like he's wow. It's no wow moment. It's more depressing and it's more lonely. But the ad, the Maxwell ad and your image seem to actually be playing in the same area or the same thought, even though yours is more positive than Gregory Crutzen is and more close to the Maxwell ad. I really think you should look at that image as well.
Cool. Yeah, I'm Googling him right now. And I see some very similar things to what you're talking about. So
I can put a link on the blog for you when you
awesome.
Put it online. Yeah. So you can actually... So I can show what image I think of.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. And also, I just want to mention that in the G+ community this month, we're recording this episode in February. The February theme for the G+ contest this month was literature. So that's part of why, too, I decided to make my image a guy reading and looking at a book and the power of knowledge and power of literature. I've been thinking a lot about books and how much they mean to me. And I've been trying to read a lot more this year. And I just love books. And I think that they just hold the key to some really amazing things and amazing adventures. And so I wanted to give tribute to that in my own way. So
I think it's so amazing that these small letters can actually open a totally new world for us by imagination. It's so amazing that we can do that. We can pretend stuff and we can write it down and get other people to get images in their head and live through that. That's so amazing with literature.
Yeah, it really is. And I've been thinking about books a lot this month because of that challenge. And a lot of my pictures in the past have been more tributes to like movies and television and recreations of those kind of things. And I haven't thought a lot about how books influence me as an artist and as a person, but I love books, and there have been some books that really have changed my life and mean a lot to me, and I really want to. Starting in February, I've photographed a lot more of those, like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and things like that, and it's just going into the future, I really want to give tribute more often to books and recreate things from my favorite books and keep those in mind. So
I really like the composition in this image as well. Your negative space is so well balanced towards the figure in the center in the book that is telling the story. I really think you have done that so amazingly good.
Oh, thank you. I was a little worried about it when I was editing it and putting it together because since I was using Photoshop to edit, I had like these wires holding up the glasses and the hat that I had to Photoshop out, and I was able to kind of move the hat and the glasses around as much as I wanted. And so I was like, how much negative space do I want to give? How, you know, and I thought having more of it gave more possibility for the image to move into that negative space in your mind. You could picture like maybe the guy, now his hair flies off too, and that goes into that negative space, or he falls out of the chair into that negative space. So I thought that it was important to have that in there to kind of open people's imagination a little bit for what comes next in this image. Or so I'm glad that that worked.
I think it's really, really, really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. So let's jump into yours. I loved your image too. I saw it. You sent it to me last night. I was just like, oh man, she does it again.
Yeah, maybe I did.
Yeah, I'm very curious what, you know, if my interpretation is going to line up with yours. I'm really excited to figure it out.
We'll see. There. Yeah. Go ahead.
Cool. So, yeah. So I'll describe what I see. It's actually two images kind of put next to each other. I like, too, that the image on the left is a little higher up than the one on the right. It would have been really easy for you, I think, to line them up perfectly. So I like that you didn't. And that really makes me think, like, well, why didn't she do that? But the two images, the one on the left is of Leia. We don't see her face in typical Christina fashion. We don't see her face. We just see her buns. Which is how I know that she's Leia, but she is on the left and her arms are outstretched and she's pushing against it's half of what looks like the Death Star. And the image is bathed in this wonderful yellow-white light and she's standing in the snow pushing against this Death Star. And then on the right-hand side, we have the other half of the Death Star and Darth Vader is pushing, you know, Leia is pushing to the right of the image and Darth Vader is pushing to the left, pushing against the other side of the Death Star. And same kind of thing, the image is bathed in this light and he's standing in the snow and we don't see his mask, but because of how iconic it is, we can tell that it's him. What I really like is, putting aside the Star Wars references, I really like that you have a figure dressed in white on one end of this power image and somebody dressed in black on the other. That's a really, you know, obvious, I don't want to say obvious, but a really iconic.
It is obvious.
And, well, and it's also just a really iconic and symbolic way of showing good versus evil, you know, a white hat versus a black hat, like somebody in white versus somebody in black. I really like that. And my interpretation of this is I can't tell if they're pushing against the Death Star or trying to hold it together or pull it away from each other. So it's this weird, it's this power struggle between the two of them, this light side and dark side. And what's really cool too is the way you've filmed or photographed the Death Star in each one. In Leia's picture, it's darker, and in Darth Vader's picture, it's kind of brighter. So even in each image, you have a great balance of light and dark, and they're both holding these two sides of this power struggle. And I really, really liked that. I'm very curious what you were going for here and what your interpretation is, because I love it. And, you know, it just really makes me think of power. And I think of Atlas holding up the world, even though, you know, they're just kind of pushing against these things or holding the Death Star in place. That's another image that it makes me think of. What were you going for here?
I use both figures, and I'm actually referencing on the Star Wars in the Star Wars universe. I always do that, but I'm not going for that universe. All not everything is about the universe. I wanted it to be about the work that they do. There seems to be a never-ending story of them pushing this whatever symbol it is, the power, either it's the dark side pushing the power or the bright side that is pushing the power or have the power to control the universe. But actually my original idea was to do an image of Sisyphus. and his eternal work in Hades, where he pushes this rock up on a hill, and when he reaches the hill, it rolls down again. And they seem to be doing that in the saga between good and bad, or balance power. It always is between different parties, and one pushes it up and then it strolls down and they have to start all over again. And it seems to be a Sisyphus work to actually try to get this power. So it is an image about Sisyphus more than Star Wars or Darth and Leia, but they are both Sisyphus in their strive to actually to get power. And we all are part of this Sisyphus work, trying to get this power or searching for the power.
Yeah, I love that interpretation. And I think that really comes through, especially, like I said, that the images are kind of off center from each other. The left one's a little bit higher. So now that you mention the Sisyphus thing, when you think of it that way, it does kind of look like they're trying to push it uphill, you know, because Leia's is higher up. It looks like she's pushing up, and Darth Vader's lower down. It looks like he's pushing up. So that really comes through once I hear that Sisyphus interpretation.
Yeah, I really love the story about Sisyphus and how he tricked the gods to not end up in Hades, and how they punish him forever being rolling this stone up and down for this hill. I think it's so important to think of, because a lot of things, at least in popular culture, is about destiny. And we see that all the way to the ancient Greek stories. And we kind of reference them all the time, the myth, and how they actually kind of, in their essence, bring out what it is to be a human, and what we actually kind of use our lives to understand and to get in control of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think of, you know, you mentioned the Star Wars struggle, and I think of that all the time with the movies and the saga. Is just, if you want it to keep going, there always has to be a war going on in Star Wars. So the good guys win, and then we have a little break from the movies, and then, oh, guess what, the bad guys are back, and now they're winning. You know, it's this constant struggle back and forth between the two of them, and I think that's really captured in this image. So you did a really good job with that.
Yeah, if you bring that outside of the fan culture or the fiction, you can look at it on politics, and you have the same between the politics in your country, between the Democrats and the Republicans, or in Swedish politics, we have the same. We have two kind of sides pushing the power between one another.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's true in any culture, in any society. You're always going to end up with two sides fighting against each other, and you know, I do have to say, when I got your image, I was really relieved that it wasn't about Trump. it's been a long couple weeks. But, you know, once you think about it in terms of politics, it really comes through, especially because there's so much politics in Star Wars. Leia is a political figure. Darth Vader is a political figure. And there are these really powerful political figures on either side of this fight.
Yeah.
So I like that the politics do come through if you think of it that way, but it's not, you know, inherently political. It's not overly political or obviously political.
You don't have to think about the reality when you look on fiction. But on the other hand, the fiction actually reflects the reality. We use it as a way to get perspective on our ordinary lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes me think introspectively, too, about myself and my own maybe power struggles, like my doubts and then my good qualities, my bad qualities, always against each other, and trying to find a balance with that and a power struggle within myself. I think that you can think of this image inwardly, too, and come up with a lot of the same interpretations.
Of course. Oh, well, thank you.
This is wonderful image. It really gives me a lot to think about, like all of your images do. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, James. It was so sweet of you to see all that.
I loved it. So so cool. I guess that's all we really have to say about these. Do you want to talk about what our next theme is and start planning our next one?
Yeah. Have you thought it over? Do you have any ideas what the next theme should be? Because in my spreadsheet, it is together.
I really liked that, actually. I looked at that last night when I was prepping for today's episode, and I really like that one. And I think that we could definitely come up with some really different interpretations of what that means. And I think that that theme is really important for today, especially with all the political issues that we mentioned going on. I think coming together or togetherness is a really important theme that we should investigate. So I'm down to do that.
Me too.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. And as always, if our listeners want to participate, go ahead and tag your photos on Instagram, G+, Facebook, and make sure to tag Christina and I in those so that we can see them and comment on them and share them on the next podcast. If you guys have any ideas for power images, just hashtag those TP_power. And then if you have submissions for our next theme, together, do hashtag TP_together. And yes, please, once again, remember to tag us in those so we can see them. And if you want to, email them to us at toyphotographypod@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's really nice when you take part in take images with us, because it's so nice to see your images as well.
Yeah, I love seeing other people's interpretations. But, you know, especially it's not just me and Christina here. You guys are photographers too. We really want to see what you guys think of the themes, and we'd love to talk about those. So
yeah.
Cool. So I guess that's it for this month's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Christina, once again, thank you for coming onto the podcast, for giving me a great image to think about and look at. I always look forward to these episodes.
Me too. I think it's so, so super nice. I talked about it in my Swedish pod the other day and said I really have exported the concept of talking about images even to this new audience of toy photographers. So nice. I really like it. Thank you.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. And it's cool because all month long I think, okay, what image am I going to take? And it really makes me it really makes me go outside of my comfort zone and interpret my images in a different way. And I feel like I'm taking images that I wouldn't normally take because of this podcast. So I'm really glad that we have this opportunity to enhance our own photography too. And I think I mentioned last month that I never really get such in-depth critique of my work or interpretation. So it's really cool to hear your thoughts, and it really influences my photography going forward. So
mine as well. I actually, this image, I took three or four different version before I was satisfied with the one I really actually went for. It was really a trial and error situation. Once I got the idea, I decided I'm going for this idea, and I want it, and now I have to execute it in a way that actually gets through.
Yeah, I had the same with mine. It was like, okay, I know what I want to picture. How am I going to do it, though? So, you know, it's a lot of, like, trial and error as far as my setup and trying to figure out how to get the things flying in the air or how to get the color right or any of that stuff. So it really made me spend more time on an image than I might have otherwise.
Yeah, and when we had said all that, we should actually encourage our listener to take part in this, because if you do, you'll have the same experiences as me and James has. You have to actually think it through and how to get it through the idea and actually get it to fly for you.
Yeah, like you said, just getting the idea through. You can take an image with something in mind, but does that theme carry through in the image? And if I just hear the word of the theme, am I going to look at your image and really see, oh, okay, this is what you're going for?
Yeah.
And that can be really actually a big challenge. So yeah, I really encourage our listeners to join in, participate, not just for fun, but, you know, to help your own photography and make you think of things in a different way. It's a really valuable experience.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun.
Yes. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. So yes, once again, thank you, Christina, for coming on. I can't wait to talk about Together with you next month.
Yeah, and I'll listen to the rest of the podcasts.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, like I said, we're going to have one a week now, which is really exciting. So
yeah, and they're so nice to listen to. I really love them. Every Sunday is so spot on for me. I'm listening to the Toy Photographers podcast. Even though I'm part of it, I'm listening to those episodes as well. So I really like it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Thank you so much for listening. You can find new episodes of this podcast and daily articles on creativity and toy photography on our website, toyphotographers.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We also ask that you please leave us a 5-star review. That'll help spread the word about the show and help us get noticed. You can find us on Facebook at Toy Photographers and on Instagram at _toyphotographers_. Music for this week's episode is by Blue Dot Sessions, courtesy of freemusicarchive.org. And finally, you can reach out to us with comments, concerns, recommendations, etc. at toyphotographypod@gmail.com. I'm James Garcia. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.